You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like he'll the first thing we'll see from Stephen A, he'll do his NFL top five, and then he'll have the Cowboys in there so that when the Cowboys inevitably go, I don't know, George, what do you, they feel very 10-7-ish, right? Because they're not god-awful.
No. I don't know what their schedule looks like. I'm curious.
The East,
East is pretty tough. I mean, their offense should still be fine. Their O-line might not be great.
All right.
Same with, I mean, their defense has some
Let's
pieces.
See. Okay, here we go. They open with the Eagles.
L.
It's at, because that's Philly.
Don't care.
When's the last time, no, that's what I'm saying. When's the last time the defending Super Bowl champ lost? Oh, it's the, I'll tell you when it was. The Chiefs lost to my Lions.
Yeah.
At Giants, 1-1. Death taxes. The Cowboys will always be the Giants. At the Bears, 2-1, right?
Yeah, I'll give them 2-1.
Packers at home. Coin flippy. At the Jets. So one. I'm going to say in their first five, they start at least 3-2. You good there?
Yeah, I'll give them that.
At the Panthers, which I
George, we were just hyping up the Panthers.
We're kind of sneaky in on the Panthers this year.
Nah, I'll still give them.
I'll give them 4-2.
Yep.
Commies at home.
L.
I'm going to say 4-3. At the Broncos.
L.
4-4. Cardinals at home.
Win.
At Vegas.
Win.
I think that's a win.
Yeah.
1-2. So I think we're up to 6. Eagles.
L.
Chiefs.
L.
At Lions.
I'm leaning L.
Vikings.
Wait a second. That's never mind.
That's a December. It's a Thursday night game though.
Yeah.
Vikings at home. Chargers at Commies at Giants. They feel 9-10 winish, but so what? Yeah. Stephen A is going to do is he's going to put them in his top five, and then when they inevitably they'll have a decent start. And then when they collapse, it'll just be like a dancing on the Cowboys.
And it's not even like that bad of a collapse. Like they might have one bad loss in there. Like some of these that are coin flippy.
No, the thing about Dak is Dak usually beats the teams he's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. Very consistent.
Like
Dak's a good quarterback.
He's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And he's also the king of getting the bag, which is the topic of our next discussion. Yeah. You got one more thing?
Unlike Stephen A. Smith, you're not waiting till the 4th of July break to go after the Cowboys. You're just straight up let's talk about how the Cowboys
I want to be very clear. As a Giants fan, I hate the Eagles way more than I hate the Cowboys. And it's not even close. Like, I die, Eagles die. Like, I'll just be randomly in the summer thinking about, God, I hate the Eagles. Like, and they're so good, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Maybe Stephen A. took off this week because it was the verdict in the Diddy trial, right? Maybe that's why.
You got to help me out. It was a win for Diddy?
Yeah, because he avoided
the big charges?
The biggest charges.
He avoided those.
I don't know what jail time or what will come from what he did get charged for, but, I mean, the big story today, the headline, the CNN, I think it was Laura Coates on CNN, I think was her name. She said, I kid you not, people are pouring baby oil on one another outside the courthouse.
Okay, that's
like outside
that's,
the courthouse.
That's
people
laugh out loud funny.
People are at the courthouse pouring baby oil on one another.
Diabolical behavior.
That is outstanding.
All right, let's get the break.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the list right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Grind City Media's CJ Hurt's going to join the program next segment. We'll get his thoughts on the Grizzlies free agency and more. But before we do that, let's get into the list. LSU. All right, this from Zach Barnett over at Football Scoop. Zach Barnett, Football Scoop national columnist, father of three, released the following statement in response to a news item revealed in Wilson Alexander's latest column for the Baton Rouge Advocate. In the column, Alexander writes how LSU plans to find the $20.5 million it will pay athletes now that the house settlement is the law of the land. Alexander writes, LSU hopes the NCAA will allow schools to sell patches on their jerseys, something Deputy AD for Revenue Generation Clay Harris also said generates, quote, multiple millions of dollars a year. LSU has identified a partner, which officials declined to name if the rule changes. LSU has mapped out the where the patches will go on every jersey from cross country to football. Most of the team would appear on the most of them would appear on the chest in purple and gold. Quote, we don't have as we don't have this as some crazy NASCAR like situation, Harris said. He must have been speaking on a podcast because that's not written like a statement. So of course this has people up in arms.
No, what was funny in that article, because right after that in the Football Scoop article,
yes,
it says you can't tastefully place a Raising Cane's logo on the Mona Lisa.
But once that logo's on there, the painting ceases to be.
Oh, you can bearing SEC teams like logos to the Mona Lisa? Is that what we're talking about?
I think he is claiming that the LSU jersey is the Mona Lisa.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, college. They did. All right, but anyway.
What were people expecting? Like,
one thing with the jersey thing, which is like, I don't know if it says something like NASCAR was like way ahead of its time, like to be the worst case scenario for advertising, but it's always compared to NASCAR, right? Like, nobody wants to be NASCAR. We're not going to be NASCAR. And I don't know why you have to like look at the worst case scenario, look at the ones that work. We mentioned at the top of the show, it seems like the NBA jersey patches with a sponsorship, it does not take away the experience of watching the game. And we're in a new era of college sports, right? Like these are practically employees. We might, who knows what, Congress will decide, especially these days, about, you know,
sure.
Regulation and stuff involving football. So the, I think obviously put it on the uniform. I would a Raising Cane's logo on an LSU uniform makes sense on the Mona Lisa. Not so much, but yeah.
I'm at the point where it's like, I don't know what people were expecting. It's so obvious the last few years, teams are looking for any way and every way possible to raise more money. Whether it be we now have logos on the fields, like that has come into play.
Yes.
This is something that exists already. I guess the one thing, though, that I do find interesting, George, do hockey teams don't have, they do?
They do now. Helmets.
Okay, on the helmet.
They paste it just real small on the side of the helmet. And
is
I think
not,
there is somewhere on the jersey, too.
Is it not borderline shocking, though, that the NFL hasn't allowed it?
They do seem the most money grubby, so.
So I mean, that means basketball, baseball, and hockey. So
yeah.
MLS obviously has kit, like that's also kind of ingrained in soccer culture, is like, who's your kit sponsor?
It's a bizarre thing because it's always been, when something like this would be brought up, you jump to the worst case of NASCAR, right? Everybody just jumps to, like, instead of looking at it working, like, it works, I think, in these other sports, it makes sense. Yes, nobody wants the worst. It's like a scare tactic. Like, oh, we don't want you to look at what's going on. Slippery slope argument? Yeah, NASCAR. We don't want that. It's like there's somewhere in between not having one and having a NASCAR uniform.
Especially
golfers kind of get away with it, too. Well, golfers got a lot of logos on them.
Oh, for sure. It's like,
Like the other day, I was watching
different hat, different shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it Siwoo? One of the Korean guys. What's the frozen Korean food like?
Bibigo.
Yeah, Bibigo.
Because the Lakers do use that too.
He had double Bibigos. He had like one on his collar and then one on his chest. But like it's golfers will usually have hat.
Right.
Usually something on the shirt.
Like a Max, front chest.
Homa was bad. Homa would have like sleeves.
Because you don't think of it necessarily all the time when you see it, certain things on the golfer. You just don't. You don't see it.
Well, like to your point, though, Jim Furyk used to have the nickname NASCAR because Furyk would put a logo anywhere.
But or like, NASCAR, yeah.
I always feel like you're right. Everyone goes to slippers. No one's going to start having multiple logos. Like then you start.
I mean, they might, but that's when you can start having the conversation. I think, like introducing one, it's a big deal once you do it, it's a big deal. So I understand some hesitation, but to act like it's the end, like it's NASCAR or nothing, has always been.
And I guess maybe the NFL does it because the NFL, they're the kings of, like they got mad at Jerry because. The NFL had signed an exclusive deal with Coke to be the official soft drink, but then Jerry found some workaround where Pepsi was the official drink of Texas Stadium. And because
that's pretty smart.
So like he was able to get around it, but I guess the NFL, it's like if you're going to be the NFL wants to be uniform. So it's like Google could be the official jersey provider. Or the jersey sponsor, but it's like everyone have to have it, and so they probably can't agree on that.
No, that makes sense. I could see them having a universal sponsor.
I'm a jersey guy. Like I like jerseys. I've never understood the apprehension of it's over. It's not even to your point. Like the hysterics of the slippery slope. Like what's next? It's going to be all these. Who cares?
Well, the issue is what bothers me, right? What impacts my experience enjoying the game? And to me, it's the logos on the court and in wrestling on the wrestling mat have really started to distract me. These things distract me.
Okay, so, that's a perfect example. When WWE
forced out Vince McMahon,
was it the Netflix?
When Vince left.
So when they sell to Endeavor,
right.
Which is a talent agency, I immediately knew it's like, well, that's coming. Because like agents are the number one. They just look for where can we put revenue.
And some stuff, wrestling is a shining example of the all of a sudden ads are everywhere.
Yes.
And like on the NBA court, on the mat. But some things wrestling to me make sense and don't impact my experience. Like the following match is sponsored by Mountain Dew. I'm fine with that. That makes sense.
Sure.
Because let me watch the match sponsored by Mountain Dew, whatever. But like there's like seven or eight logos on the mat. Even if they had one, I would be fine with the big one in the middle. But there's just it looks NASCAR. I thought
I thought it went boxing.
Well, boxing, UFC looking. With all of that,
what
you want to be. You don't want to be boxing. You don't want to be boxing. What's going on with boxing, huh? Can you name a boxing match since the one that happened at the Bass Pro Pyramid? I can't. I know you might be able to. But
the Netflix one that got everybody. Yes. Was it Logan? No, Jake Paul. Logan Paul's the wrestler, right?
One of the Paul brothers.
Yeah.
One of the Paul brothers.
I think Jake Paul fought Floyd Mayweather on Netflix.
Are we not counting the Tyson fight? Tyson just...
Oh, you're right. Maybe that's who it was. Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson. Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah, and that's the one that...
Either way, the point is... I would say
you made your point.
I don't... But wrestling, I think, went from the zero to a lot.
I agree.
Like, if you watch wrestling, the WWE now, like, it feel like it went from nothing to too much. They didn't ease into it. And...
I think the point is also...
But
it
I
is
am
about,
distracted by it.
It is
I
about expectation. And when I... My first thought when WWE sold to Endeavor was, okay, here come the logos, baby.
Well, I think they should have some. It does legitimize it in a little bit, makes it look more sports-like for wrestling and stuff, but I feel like there was too much where it's distracting. Like the NBA courts, The finals, we talked about, you know, the field.
I'm way more offended by the play-in tournament courts than I am any logo that's ever been on a court.
The play-in tournament, yeah.
I think they look dumb.
They're ugly, for the most part.
I mean, we'll talk jerseys, and I think NBA has a big jersey problem. And
to your point, I get more...
And it's not the logos. It's not at all the logos.
I'm way more offended, like, in the 2000s, when we decided that navy was the greatest color of all time. Like, when the Rams went from the royal blue and yellow to navy, that was an abomination. Like, I can't think of any jersey change that happened in the 2000s that was better. The Patriots should never have left their original color scheme, but they got a big dose of navy. And there's nothing I can stand less than when we just decided we have to put black in everything.
Well, like, the teams were, we were just talking about Leah wearing the all-black LA Dodgers hat.
What are you doing?
You can wear it to a black tie affair. That's why you need to do it. But I'm not talking about the actual evolution of the jerseys, right? Because we're to the point now, coming up this season, right, is that the Grizzlies are going to wear the original
I think the trademark.
Memphis
so they were
Grizzlies
waiting. They were jersey. Waiting for the trademark to run out.
So on
Vancouver, because I think it was 25 years.
Yep.
And so they're going to be wearing the throwbacks of those jerseys, which now look cool again. But that's a lot with fashion. A lot of stuff it looks not great, and then it looks really cool when it's a throwback.
It seems have you noticed this one?
What's that?
Baggy pants are back.
Are they?
Yeah.
About time. All
cool
right.
Cool kids are doing that.
Baggy clothes seem to be back.
Yeah.
But the jersey issue with the NBA, I have a problem with. There's the court thing, right? The court's trying to make the court, they do it, the different courts for the in-season tournament is because they're trying to make those feel special.
Uh-huh.
And it's being a forced thing versus let's actually make your special things feel special. But there's too many jerseys. We both have young daughters, Jeffrey. And I, you know, my daughter's watching the playoffs this year, and it's confusing to her. Why are they wearing that color?
Pacers wore those Miami Vice uniforms, like, you should not
wait,
be allowed.
Wait, the Pacers? Like, the Miami?
Have you seen? No, no, literally.
They have
like
Miami Vice ones.
They looked like the Heat were playing.
Yeah, that's what they
remember.
What it
sounds
like
in
the
Cleveland series.
Sounds like they're, yeah.
I should not have to turn on a playoff game and wonder which team is which.
They used to at some point. I'm not saying they have to go back to this extreme, but didn't they limit it? You could have alternate jerseys for a certain number of games? Or why can't you just wear the alternate jerseys during the in-game tournament or certain select Christmas Day jersey or something that's like, there's too, it's got way too, the Grizzlies are wearing a Vancouver jersey for one playoff game. They're wearing a throwback Sounds jersey.
The Sounds.
What team am I cheering for here? I was so confused.
We've overdone. We did
and your next
the
generation
Sounds jersey, what we did originally with Wrestling Night. We just started overdoing it.
Why do you think that the NBA right now is just overdoing all of it? Because it's in the next generation of fans growing up. I'm watching it with my own eyes. It's like, it's hard to make those connections. And the NBA is already I'm a fan of the player league, and it's only going to be even more of that. What are your team colors? You don't know what your team's colors are. What are they going to be tonight? Who knows?
I feel like the NBA also suffers from the, you do really quickly think about it. It's like, okay, it is the youngest of the leagues, so there's less history. What is the most, there's just not that many brands.
It was a big deal when the Lakers would wear white jerseys on Sundays.
When the Lakers and Boston came out with the black jerseys, I was out. I was like, you have iconic, you're two of the people that have iconic jerseys and you're doing this crap.
Right.
Like, you have a color scheme. Like, what are you doing? And yes, part of this is from the fact that my high school baseball coach got obsessed with trying to look like Vanderbilt because he was obsessed with Tim Corbin. And so our colors, which are red and royal blue, solid, great colors.
Awesome.
We had black freaking jerseys, and it was disgusting. I hated them. They were so awful.
I think the Vancouver jerseys look cool. I like the Sounds jerseys, but
I'll admit the Sounds ones might have been like, okay, we're pushing this too far. But they did a good job with the actual uniforms. They looked great.
Well, yeah, because they were a jersey that already existed. Like, that's the other thing that you realize.
Yeah.
Show me someone that's come up with a jersey in the last 15 years that's better. We were better when, because now everything's freaking focus grouped. Let's be real. It's probably designed by AI, but it's got to be checklisted by 8,000 people. And so it always just comes out as like, it's generic nothing. Every good logo is from a time in which someone just either drew it.
So maybe we're making the argument that college football should stay away from it, because college football does not really mess with the jerseys nearly as much as we're talking about these other schools. You have the kind of random Saturday that Ole Miss wears the light blue or something, right? Like, we've got
that's been the well,
like, there's
so Ole Miss has
there's not as much messing with the jerseys and college football.
I was gonna say Ole Miss has actually been one of the ones using essentially a non logo but sponsor with their
Realtree.
They'll use like Realtree camo of some kind for the helmets.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, they've been selling that.
So maybe, I mean, we're saying, hey, watch out.
But the big one there is Oregon.
Oregon.
But that
and that's
makes
their
sense.
Gimmick, though. That's their gimmick.
That's their thing.
Yeah. That's who they are. Like, should everybody have blue grass on the field?
Like,
I mean, because Boise does it?
Like, Kentucky started screwing with their uniforms. Like, you
Did
have
they?
An automatic, like, you have an
you have
easy,
a winner.
You have an easy color scheme. Stop screwing with it.
Like, look at what Orlando just did. Like, because I'm looking at the pictures of Bane, right?
Yes.
Right?
They went back,
old school penny, 90s pinstripe.
One of the all-time great jerseys.
Right. Unbelievable. And, like, that's awesome.
Like, I think we stopped getting good at jerseys in the 90s.
But that aside, I think we're doing too many. I think there's
Broncos,
too much of it.
Broncos, too many. What would they do in changing the colors? That's another team that decided, we need navy. No, you don't. You had awesome jerseys.
Well, but and they still don't have an ad on there. What they just need to do is put an ad on there. Next time you're going to say we need to change our jerseys, just think about some sponsorship. Get an ad.
I'm fine with
the ads.
I
want to know what my team colors are.
Yeah,
I want to know what city. Why are the Grizzlies on national television?
Well, then there's a jersey
that says Vancouver. I'm sorry. Like, we moved. We did move. You shouldn't wear those in the playoffs. Any other time, whatever.
There was like one game where did the Grizzlies wear the Sounds jerseys against the Bulls? There was like one game where the Grizzlies were wearing red, and the team that actually had red in their color scheme was wearing like white. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm lost here.
Yeah, I mean, the home white situation. I don't know why they changed. Was this in the collective bargaining agreement or what? Why did
I think it's an I'm.
I think home team just chooses, isn't it?
And I think home team chooses, and I think Nike obviously wants as many new jerseys out there as possible.
Well, that's for sure. But I mean, I like the Lakers. Hey, we do this on Sunday thing. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with I just need to know so I can explain to the youth. What is happening here? What are your team colors? Like, what are your team colors? Yeah, sure. I thought they wear the blue. Well, not today, young lady.
Not today. All right. Well, let's maybe continue this. I bet CJ's got opinions on this. So we'll ask about this as well as free agency. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 99 FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
CJ Hurd is a Grind City Media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd. Also, make sure you're checking out the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at ConRadicalness. CJ, what is your strongest NBA jersey take?
My strongest NBA jersey take is everybody's favorite jersey is from when they were children. That's the take right there. Everybody's favorite jersey. People keep talking about throwback jerseys and jerseys they love and the jerseys that they like. I can tell you roughly how old you are by which jerseys you gravitate towards. I know people who will say, oh, the Pinstripe Bulls jerseys or the Pinstripe Magic jerseys were the best. It's like, oh, you were a kid in the 90s. I know people who will swear up and down that the Toronto Raptors jersey with the big Raptor logo on it was the best jersey. Like, oh, okay. Early 2000s-ish is where you are, depending on the logo from the Jazz. I can tell, okay, this person is this old or that old. If you like the Denver Nuggets jersey with the skyline, the little, and I think it's like a rainbow on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you came up in the 80s. That's you. That's why you like that jersey. I can tell you roughly how old you are, which NBA jerseys you like.
Is there a good jersey from the 2000s? Because my take is we really – in the last 20 years, we've not come up with a better jersey. Like, no one has changed their jersey, and I'm like, that's better.
The Heat? I think the Black Heat jerseys are pretty good.
Jeffrey does not like black jerseys.
No, the Heat's fine, because black's in their color scheme.
Wait. Jeffrey doesn't like black what?
No. I don't.
Jerseys.
I don't know. That's not true. Because the Raiders.
Jerseys.
The Raiders have one of my favorite jerseys of all time. The black and silvers, I do not like when black is not part of your color scheme, and then you started inserting black
color
in it.
Are you with that for? Does that for any color? Does that count for like?
If you have an iconic jersey, like I can't stand when the Celtics wear the black jerseys. I think they look terrible. And okay. The green and white ones, both those jerseys are great jerseys. And I couldn't stand it when the Lakers did it, but I was totally fine. Like when the Lakers introduced like the Sunday whites, like I'm fine with that. But, like, the black and purple, it's like when you go dark on dark, it just doesn't look as good. I can't see the numbers. Like, it's just, and it's like you have an iconic jersey.
What about the Nuggets baby blue?
Mmm.
Picture Carmelo and the Nuggets baby blue with that yellow.
Yeah, I do like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that introduced in the 2000s?
That one came to my mind. Yeah, that was in the 2000s. I'm pretty sure that was in the 2000s. The Sixers jersey. Again, I'm showing my age, right? I'm naming jerseys from the early 2000s. The 76ers jerseys, the ones that Allen Iverson was wearing, the black joints, it said Sixers spelled out on it. Had the star above the eye with the basketball underneath. I'm trying to think of one more recently.
When did the Bulls... So, like, my thing is, if you have black in your color scheme, I'm fine with that. The Heat going to the black jerseys, well point. When did the Bulls start wearing the black jerseys? Because that one I'm fine with, too.
Well, like, the Bulls started doing that. The first three-peat, I think. You don't like the Valley jersey? The Suns Valley?
Don't care for that one.
Okay.
But they also kind of have candy cane, candy ass uniforms anyway.
Are you CJ? Are you bothered by the ads on the jerseys because the SEC is looking into doing that for football and it's causing some people to be upset that you're messing with Mona Lisa.
If the Wolverines show up this fall with an Oracle jersey patch, are you going to be offended?
No, get money. What are you talking about? Mona Lisa was actually a work of art. That's the most overrated piece of art I've ever seen in my life. It was actually a piece of art that sponsors would love to sponsor the Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa isn't sponsored because Mona Lisa isn't a good work of art, unlike the fine jerseys that the University of Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, Memphis, Tennessee, Ole Miss, like unlike those jerseys, which are true works of art.
Oh, so you believe the Mona Lisa has been trying to get sponsorship and is just been
unsuccessful. Nobody will sponsor it.
Mona Lisa brought to you by Runout.
Nobody wants to sponsor the Mona Lisa. Everybody wants to sponsor the Ole Miss Rebels.
And then if Renault wants to start promoting their sports car, it'll be Alpine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll start searching it that way. All right. We also had free agency this week. We also get the news that Jaren is going to miss, or it'll be 12 weeks and it'll be reevaluated. Were you expecting to see Jaren Jackson has surgery for turf toe this week?
Hell no. Was anybody expecting that?
Like, didn't have that one on my bingo card.
Go buy a damn lottery ticket if you could predict that. What are we talking about? Jaren, I guess, ran in there to sign that contract and then turned and limped his ass on.
I mean, in fairness, I would have sprinted in to sign that contract, too. That would have been the fastest I would have ever run in my life.
And I also would have injured myself on the way out celebrating.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm banking. I don't know if I'm going to hit an elbow.
I'm definitely pulling a hammy. Yeah.
The celebration afterwards, I'm absolutely injuring myself. It sucks for the Grizzlies, man. That this is another player this offseason who's not going to be getting the same type of full offseason work in, the full offseason of developing new skills. One of the things about Jaren Jackson Jr. is when he's in the offseason, he goes and adds a different skill set to his game. I'm looking forward to seeing how he continued to grow and progress with another offseason under his belt, be it getting stronger, adding a new move to his offensive repertoire, which is already pretty damn impressive. He's not getting one. Zach Edey is also not getting one. They just drafted Coward. I'm not sure how much of one he's going to be getting right now. Then you look back at last offseason, G.G. Jackson didn't get a full one. Vince, I don't think, got a full one either. And so both of them come back, and they're trying to, instead of being able to hit the ground running, they're trying to get their wind in them, and they're trying to get back into NBA game shape as the season is going on. It just sucks, man. You hate to see it.
And then what do you make of the additions so far? So the Grizzlies will add Ty Jerome. Cam Spencer gets elevated to a full-term contract. What'd you make of the additions?
I thought they were good additions. I thought they were quality additions. The best thing you can do in a small market is identify guys that you want, who you already have, and keep them here. And one of the best things that the Grizzlies do from a free agency standpoint is when their guys get to be free agents or right before the free agent period starts for the guys that they've identified as pillars of their franchise, they keep them here. You know, the core four had all those guys, Tony, Zach, Mike, Mark, and they kept them here. All of them, after a while, were sought after. You saw in the Tony Allen documentary this past season, you know, you hear Doc Rivers talk, he's like, yeah, Tony Allen should have never been a Grizzly. That tells you how coveted Tony Allen was. And then once he got here, I think it raised his profile a bit more. And the Grizzlies managed to keep him here all those years. And Jaren could have bet on himself and waited and said, yo, I think I might be able to be a defensive player of the year or all defensive selection or all NBA type player, and I can get the Supermax somewhere. So it might not be from the Grizzlies, or I can get a max somewhere. It might not be from the Grizzlies. The Lakers, once they get off of this $52 million, they got to pay LeBron next year. They'll be looking around. I can go to LA, one of the glamour cities, one of the best franchises in all of professional American sports. I can play with Luka Doncic, and I can get paid way more than what I would be getting paid right now. And Jaren decided not to do that. Jaren decided, yo, this is where I want to be. Let's go ahead and get something done. There's comfort in having the guaranteed money. You know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And Jaren said, yo, I'm going to stay here. And so credit to him for wanting to stay, and credit to Zach Kleiman and Grizzlies for getting the deal done.
Yeah, it was a great moment when he signed the contract. That news broke. He tweeted. Ja was tweeting back at him. Kind of. I'm a little disappointed we have not heard from Jaren Jackson Jr. on Twitter yet. I think it would be great. I mean, I always kind of go back to, I want to know these guys
I thought he did say something on Twitter
since the injury was announced.
Oh, like injury.
Like, because such the high and low.
About the injury.
We're going high and low. Like, I would feel like I want some type of response of some sort of where he is now, because he was so happy on June 30th, and we all got the news yesterday. He's had to have known this longer than we have. So I want to know these players more, know what they're thinking, and hear from them from more. And I want to hear more from Jaren Jackson Jr. I'm not saying he's got to explain what happened, but I would love to hear what he has to say now.
I would like for the players to protect their peace and to not be broadcasting everything that's going on with them. So I'm the opposite of you, Kevin. I'm completely and totally fine with not knowing what's going on in Jaren's mind, because all that's going to do and all it's going to be is fodder for, I don't want to say haters, but the detractors, the naysayers of Jaren's game. All it's going to do is give them some type of ammo and give them something to goof on him about and to make fun of him for saying and doing or whatever. I don't need to know in these moments. I don't need your perspective. I don't need your perspective every single time. It's great that you have it. It's great that you are a mentally stable person, a well-rounded person. Keep that stability though, and you keep that by not making those types of posts on social media. We were on Jaren's ass about the things could be worse comment, right? The season is going south for the Grizzlies, and at a certain point, Jaren, in a media scrum, it's like, hey, listen, man, you got to have some perspective. Things could be worse. We could be homeless. And we all pounced on that. I know I did. I know other media members did. I know fans did as well. Like, listen, after seeing that, if you want to protect your peace, Jaren, I'm completely and totally fine with that.
Do we know, is he changing numbers? Is he really going to wear 8?
Yeah, that's what per Devin Walker, right? Devin's okay. The one who told me I hadn't seen anything because I really hadn't gone looking for anything. But the thought is he's going to change from 13 to 8. Why? I'm not really sure. I thought the Black Panther gimmick was a good one. I thought you could sell a whole bunch of merch and make a whole lot of money off of the Black Panther with the first L being a 1 and then the first E. So I guess the E and Panther being the 3, I thought you could make money off of that. But he decided to change the numbers, which means everybody's got to go buy more of his jersey.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was actually the play of, hey, now that I got my new contract, here's a new jersey you can go buy.
I always like the 12 and 13 next to each other. Ja and Jaren. It's like we're 12, 13. And we have so – if he's going to break up – it was like consecutive numbers on this roster of like the important pieces were all there together in the teens.
Yeah. Yeah, but – hey,
so we go back to jerseys.
You get paid. I guess $250 million isn't enough for Jaren. I guess he needs more money. I don't know.
Hey, well, let's switch gears for a second. I wanted to mention this because I know your show, you and Jessica – cover the WNBA better than anybody in this market. And the WNBA announced this week their 3 latest expansion franchises, and they're planning on having 18 teams by the year 2030. There's currently 13 teams. They're already adding Toronto and Portland. They announced they're going to be adding teams back in what, Detroit, Cleveland, and then
Cleveland and Philly.
And then Philly's going to get a team. What's the deal with the WNBA ignoring the Southern United States with this league? Because there's only 2 teams in SEC states out of the 18 future total teams of the WNBA. Atlanta and Dallas are the only 2 markets with a WNBA team. What's going on with that? They could have moved to Miami. They could have gone to Austin. They could have gone to Charlotte, Houston, Nashville. They all put bids in. Nashville, to me, was the perfect landing spot. You're in the same state as the Grizzlies. You had a chance to maybe, cultivate that relationship with this franchise and the capital city of the state. They had a big, rich guy. What's his name? The former, he's got the gas stations.
Haslam.
The truck stops, you know. And you
Jimmy
got the celebrity name tie-in and all. Nashville made so much sense. It's a hot city. What's going on with the WNBA, CJ?
I don't know. And we talked about it on the show when it was announced. We actually had Omari Sankofa on of the Detroit Free Press talking about the Malik Beasley stuff when right before he came on, the news broke. So we talked to him about it. And it's great that the WNBA is expansion. The talent is expanding. Excuse me, the talent is there. That's going to be really, really fun when all those teams join the league. But I'm with you. You've missed out on a large portion of really, really diehard basketball fans. You know, my uncle will travel miles. He'll travel hours. He lives in Jackson. He'll travel to Poplar Bluff, Missouri, if the right girls basketball high school, the right high school girls basketball team comes through with enough talent. He'll go up there and watch them hoop. Like there's a lot of people down here with genuine love for the women's game. And I just don't fully grasp why the WNBA didn't put a team in the South, in the Southeastern region in particular. You brought up some great cities, the Nashvilles of the world. I think they wanted to be the Tennessee Summits named after Pat Summit. All those volunteer fans are all over the city. Love Pat Summit. Love what the Lady Vols have done on the hardwood. So you could tap into that much the same way that you tapped into the love for the UConn Huskies with the Connecticut Sun. I think you could have also tapped into somewhere in South Carolina, maybe Columbia, maybe Myrtle Beach, somewhere like that. You got to have the facility. You got to have the infrastructure. During the Commissioner's Cup last night, Commissioner, what's her name? Engelbert was talking and said they wanted to make sure that the players had the right type of experience, a good experience. So they were looking at practice facilities and things of that nature. But, you can always go to one of these college towns, like a Baton Rouge, where they love women's basketball, where LSU women's basketball is a thing as well, and they love women's hoops down there also. You could definitely have put a team down there and done some interesting things with a practice facility to make that an enjoyable experience as well. They've had a team in Austin recently, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Aces come from Austin. So I think they got a team in Austin, and that team didn't fold. That team relocated to Vegas. So they just had a team in Austin. I don't know why they wouldn't put a team back there. Houston, like you said, is another great city. The fact that there's not a team in Miami or Orlando is odd to me. The good thing is the WNBA is continuing to grow. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Asia Wilson and Rihanna Stewart and all of these superstar athletes in the league are continuing to raise and elevate the profile. So it's going to continue to grow and continue to bring in money. So the next round of expansion, I would expect to be heavy in the Southeastern region. And maybe it's a travel thing. Maybe it's, hey, we want to set these teams up for easier travel. So we don't want teams to be too far away from their regions for too long. I'm not really sure.
I think the other key was
more of an influence in the South.
It seemed to me, we were looking up before the show, the owners of the current NBA teams are going to be the owners of the new teams. So I was thinking there was some type of financial tie-in that way.
Listen, we don't make enough billionaires, right? We make way too many, but it's still somehow not enough for professional sports leagues. So you've got to have that type of financial backing. I just wonder if you come to Robert. Why am I blanking on Grizzlies on the name?
Para.
I wanted to
is
say
your Harris, boss.
Like his name is
your
Harris.
Boss.
He's my boss's boss. All right. But yeah, I don't know if they ever went to Robert Para and said, "Hey, listen, know you got a Grizzlies franchise. It's great. Yeah, I hope you're having fun running this team. What would you think about, you know, running a team in Nashville?" They also had the Haslam money, though.
Right. Yeah, they had that money. So
they already had that.
Why not bring in new billions?
They could have put it in Memphis, though. Big Bank Bob, would you mind? Listen, we think we can be the Mid-South team. What do you think about doing? Maybe not a Memphis team, right? What if we call it the Mid-South? Whatever we're going to call it, Mid-South Pharaohs or whatever we're going to call this thing. And then when you pull in people from the Little Rock area, you pull in people from the Jackson, Mississippi area, you pull in people from North Alabama and Southern Missouri, and we think we can do some really cool things, fun things. I don't know if they did that. I don't
know. Are you saying Memphis to get it? You're campaigning for Memphis to get a WNBA team.
I'm campaigning for the Mid-South to get one in. Memphis is the capital of the Mid-South. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not known for going on the radio saying nice things about Nashville, but Nashville seemed like the perfect candidate for the WNBA, and it seemed like the missed opportunity.
Nashville is so crowded.
But it's like that. They would be a great market for it, as you pointed out, with feeding in all the Vol fans from everywhere, and they don't have a basketball team. I would put it. So many of the teams that got rejected or cities that got rejected did not have a team, and they're rewarding teams or cities that used to have them, which is interesting.
With new ones,
with brand new ones, but they didn't give it to Houston, which was like, I'm a WNBA historian, so I know Houston. They won the first four championships in the WNBA. And they don't have a team.
Yeah.
All right, my man. We got to let you go.
They'll figure that out. I'll let y'all have a happy fourth.
That is CJ Hurt.
Yes, happy fourth.
Grind City Media. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I go to the NBA. The NBA has adjusted all-time wins leader Greg Popovich's career record as the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, removing 77 games that he missed last season and crediting those win losses to the new Spurs coach, Mitch Johnson. Popovich's final record has been reset to 1390 wins and 824 losses. His win percentage has been adjusted from 621 to 628. Pop in the NBA just pulled a Coach K. When Coach K had the season of the losses and he made Pete Gaudette take all the losses, he just got him removed from the record book. Can't have that losing season.
Hey,
he still remains the winningest coach, though.
But this is fair.
Pop didn't coach like at all.
But he was the coach.
Yeah, but he was still the
he was still named head coach.
Correct.
Yeah. He was still the head coach.
Raised his win percentage.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. It's pulling a Coach K. Want to thank CJ Hurt for joining us. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.